Woodstock, moon landings, and Noah's Ark Pet Center all started in 1969. That's when Barb Brown created the unique pet center in Madison, and after 46 years, Barb retired and sold Noah's Ark to former employees Mary Hopkins and Joe Lloyd. Owners for nearly a decade, Mary and Lloyd are doing what they love, and on the phone with us right now is Noah's Ark Pet Center co-owner Mary Hopkins. Mary, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hello, thank you for having me on.
Hi, Mary. It's great to have you on. I got to ask you this. Okay, cats, a little bit like potato chips, maybe? You can't have just one, and I have to admit, I have three. How many cats are too many, though? Do you ever have to advise people?
Well, depends on the person. I have six.
You have six? Okay, she wins.
So you're kind of preaching to the choir here, but and I foster kittens also if they're sick or if they need socializing or whatever needs to be. So I have my foster room, so my cats are used to other cats coming and going. So, you know, it just depends on your, you know, household and your income and your time spent with them. But, you know, cats are easy to have.
They are
easier than dogs. That's
yes,
for sure.
I do have to agree. I love dogs, but yeah, we're out and about all the time, and the kitties just kind of take care of each other, or they sleep all day.
Exactly.
I think
exactly. I used to raise dogs for many, many years, and I worked at a kennel for 10 years, and I now will not have another dog because the cats are so much easier.
Yeah.
And when you are gone for 8-10 hours a day, and you come home, and they're like, "Oh, fine. How are you?"
Yeah.
As opposed to dogs.
Yeah.
So, take me out, train me, do this, spend time with me, walk me, do this, do that. So needy. So I prefer the cats.
I like you, Mary. You're funny.
That is awesome. You know, the general rule of thumb, if how many cats are too many, how many litter boxes do you want to scoop? Is it going to have like one box per cat is the general rule. Is that
plus
right, Mary?
One. That's the rule of thumb is one box plus one.
Yep.
One box per cat plus one.
Yep.
So I have a lot. needless to say, but I also have my entire front yard fenced in for the cats, so they use the out of doors in the good weather most of the time, which is handy for not having to scoop as many boxes as often.
As long as they do a good job burying the poop.
That's right. They do, which is good.
Mary, for those who are not familiar with Noah's Ark Pet Center, tell us a little bit about your store. I mean, when I shop there, I feel like it's a health food store for pets. Tell us about your store.
Well, it's obviously been in business since 1969.
Wow.
And Joe and I have owned it since 2015. It's the kind of store that's kind of we don't try to be anything more than we are, which is a small store. We like to be real family oriented. We like to have people come in and play with the cats. We like to have people come in and buy a hamster or look at some fish or whatever they want to do. Joe and I are always there, so you'll either see one or the other of us, and then we have Audrey, who's another part-time employee who's there most of the time, and then we have our groomers, and then we have another person who does the chores during the week. So most of the time, you are always going to see somebody who's very knowledgeable. We try to help people answer questions, help with any pet problems, and try to be a real friendly store and take an interest in everybody that comes in.
And you've definitely done that. Mm-hmm. Mary, I've been a longtime customer of Noah's Ark Pet Center. I have Dottie. I don't know if you remember me. I brought Dottie in for grooming a couple times for a bath.
Right, yep.
And what I love about Noah's Ark is if you have a question about the food, hey, what's good to feed my dog or feed my cat?
Mm.
Or what can I get? What kind of supplies can I get for my gerbil or something like that? You all are so welcoming and you're full of knowledge. You know this stuff because you've been doing it for so long. So when somebody comes in
and has
questions about that, ask, because you're more likely to be able to answer it.
That's right. And we certainly pride ourselves on doing that. We don't have, you know, like some of the bigger stores, the big box stores, they have a lot of, you know, teenage help and people that aren't very knowledgeable, and you might get an answer to your question, you might not.
Mm-hmm.
But at least with us, we are going to know the answer, or we're going to find it out and tell you the right answer. We're not going to make anything up as we go along. we'll find it out.
That's awesome. Can I ask you about the kitten therapy?
Sure.
Oh, tell me about this. Sounds wonderful.
People come in all the time during the school year. During the summer vacation, it's quite crazy in there because the parents will say, "Oh, well, have you got nothing to do today? Well, let's go down to the pet store and play with the kittens." So sometimes we have, you know, 8 to 12 to 15 kids and parents in there at any given time. And people just come in all the time. We have chairs around the store, and they can sit down and hold a kitten on their lap, or they can pet a kitten, or they can interact with one. And people will say, "Oh, I had a bad day at work," or "I'm getting a divorce," or "I lost my job," or various things, "My health isn't that great," or whatever. And they can come in and play with the kitten, and that's a good therapy for the kittens because they get socialized, and it's good for the people, too.
It is.
And we're right next door to the Veterans Center, so we've even had various veterans come in, you know, and it's good for them, too, you know, to play with a kitten. Why not? It helps to sort of ease your mind in many ways.
Yeah.
And the kittens are always happy to accommodate.
I tell you what, there is nothing better, Rocker. Rocker's not a big cat fan. He's told me this over the years.
He told me.
I'm a dog guy.
He's a dog guy.
Fine.
But Rocker, there is nothing better than have a kitten crawl all over
Isn't
you.
Isn't it the best?
Purring, leaving his hair on your mouth.
100%. A kitten purring in your ear, you can't beat it.
Well, I like
you
kittens,
really.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay. Vote for me. I like kittens.
Yeah, right.
You just haven't had a good cat in your life, or you would change your mind. Many people have changed their minds over the years.
Just wait till you stop in and she sees you again.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get a cat
we'll
talking to.
Grief.
You do that, Mary. He needs it.
I will. Happy to.
Good.
Now, Mary, what role does Noah's Ark Pet Center play in the community? Mm. I mean, you guys are big community players.
Well, we certainly donate a lot of gift certificates to various schools around the area, local business things when they have a function of some sort. We take part in, we put signs up for blood drives and everything, and we try to support various animal-related functions around. We do donate a lot of stuff to shelters in the South that don't have a lot of money and that don't have a lot of income or ways to get income, but yet they still have animals coming in all the time. We try to help with those. We also take a lot of kittens from the high kill shelters in the South, either in Ohio, Kentucky, Arkansas, various places, and try to place as many as we can, just because, you know, if we didn't take them, they wouldn't be alive. So we try to do our best to help with that as much as we can. And, you know, many times we've donated things to various local groups around that aren't necessarily animal related, but we feel that they do a good job in the community, and we're happy to donate things for an auction or a gift certificate that they could bid on or anything like that.
Yeah.
So we try to help out with that sort of thing.
You guys are great. Wow.
Well, we try.
And now you also do the cat rescue and cat adoption, and that's a big thing around here.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's our big thing. We take in local cats, or we take in these ones from the high kill shelters, and we make sure they're all spayed and neutered. We leukemia test them, we vaccinate them for distemper and sometimes rabies if they're the right age.
Mm-hmm.
We worm them, treat them for fleas. Our vet looks at them, gives them a full exam, and then we place them. And we get a lot of references from people that have bought cats in the years past, and that they've passed away, and they come back and get another one, or their vet recommends us as a good place to get a cat. And we know the personalities of the cats, so, and they're not just sitting in a cage scared or you know, shut down because of they're sitting in a cage. So
right.
We try to you know, make sure that they we know their personalities. So if somebody says, well, I want one that's going to be good with my two crazy kids, one of which was running around the store like an airheaded maniac. And we said, we've got a couple that would be okay with that. And they did end up buying one of those, which is good because, you know, most of them would either not be able to be handled as much as a little kid would want to handle them, or they would be objecting to being picked up or carried around or whatever. But this particular litter, she was the last one in her litter to go, and everybody in the litter was super nice, just as laid back and sweet as they could be. So I think they would be a perfect match for those that family.
And yeah. Mary,
so
when,
we try to do what we can.
That's wonderful.
Mary from Noah's Ark Pet Center, Northgate Mall here in Madison, right on the corner of Sherman and North Sherman Avenue and Aberg Avenue. Mary, if there's a family looking to adopt a kitty, obviously they want to come to Noah's Ark Pet Center, but what are some questions that the family needs to ask themselves before adopting a new member of their family?
Well, they certainly should ask themselves if there's any allergies in the family, and if they don't know, they should go to a friend's house that has cats, or they should come into the store, hang out
it's
for a
true.
While.
It's true. It is true.
Because we have had people that have gotten a cat, and then their child is allergic, or they find out that they're far more allergic than they thought they were, or whatever, and have had to return the cat. So we try to make sure of that. We also check and make sure that you can have a cat where you live. If you rent, we need to talk to a landlord, see a copy of a lease, pet addendum, something like that. If you own, we'll look you up on accessdane.com if you live in Dane County. And if you don't, then we'll ask you to bring in a tax bill, homeowner's insurance bill, mortgage statement, something like that, to prove that you own the home.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to be able to bring that kind of proof. And they need to know if they, we don't declaw cats. We used to years ago,
but it's
not a very good surgery. It's a cruel surgery. It's illegal in Madison now, and most of the vets around the area won't even do it anymore, which is good. It's good to not have it be something that's available. And so people need to know that they need to keep the claws trimmed on a regular basis, and they need to give them a scratching post or a scratching thing of some sort so they can stay away from the furniture. Not that they necessarily will, but if their claws are clipped, then at least they have some fighting chance. And if you, if you don't want to be cleaning a litter box or have that kind of thing around the house, then maybe a cat's not for you.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if someone's pregnant, they really shouldn't be messing with the litter box anyway.
Right.
And you have to know that you have some time to spend with them. A kitten is going to need a lot more time than an adult cat because an adult cat can take care of itself, but you shouldn't have a lot of little breakable nicky-nackies around because a kitten's going to climb your walls and knock stuff off.
It's true.
If you're real
true.
Attached to your breakables. There's a lot of stuff that you need to think about before you take a cat on.
Mary, it's great to talk to you. We're unfortunately out of time for this evening, but thank you so much
for taking
the time to call us tonight. Thank you for doing what you do, and thank you for supporting Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate your sponsorship.
Well, we're glad to do it. You're good people, and you support us, and we'll support you, and works out in the end, so that's fine.
That's great.
Glad to do it.
Thank
you. Thanks, Mary.